It is time right now to bring in the guy with the answers to your questions, no matter what they may be, as long as it's about weather, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Yes, and good morning, everybody. And you kind of summed it all up. And I really, I mean, there's a big cool down by the end of the week, but we'll only cool down to seasonable levels. So that's not bad either. But today, you'll wind up partly sunny in the low 70s, and tonight, cloudy, 55 to 60. So warmer, but cloudy. Cloudy Wednesday, showers come in sometime in the afternoon. I don't think it's going to be raining in the morning, so I don't even think it's going to be raining by lunchtime. It's probably after that, 65 to 70. You'll have rain Wednesday night, and rain or showers will taper off on Thursday. We'll start around 60, and then the temperatures will fall to the 50s on Thursday. Friday, I think the partly sunny is going to go by the wayside. It looks like the front could storm, which would mean cloudy skies with the chance of some rain, and the highs 50 to 55 on Friday. So 20 degrees cooler, easily. Saturday looks nice, and then rain will come back in on Sunday. We have Adam in the, actually the Gulf of Mexico, but it's on the western tip of Cuba, stationary. 50-mile-per-hour winds. It should resume a northward track this week, and we'll have to see whether it's going to hit back into the Gulf States or northwest Florida. Then you have Theta, a tropical storm in the central Atlantic, but that's moving toward Africa. And there's a new disturbance in the Windward Islands, and they do expect that to develop into a tropical storm. And if and when it does, it'll be given the name Iota.
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 Who's coming up? The names this year are just plain, not all of them, but most of them are just plain dumb.
Yeah, I agree.
Just plain dumb. Well, nobody's kicked into my fundraiser, Pat.
Oh, is that to get your weather instrument?
Yeah. I've only mentioned it once, but nobody sent me any money to get the weather thing.
That's too bad.
Well, we'll keep trying. We'll keep trying.
Okay, you keep trying there. I'll tell you, since we have plenty of time.
Well, we do have plenty of time.
Yeah, I'll tell you about, Marshall and I probably have the worst days of anybody. I mean, we don't have it day after day, but when we get them, we get them. Yeah. And last week I had a problem with our scanner that is hooked up to the bank. And, of course, if you have to deposit checks, well, you can't unless you scan them. So I called the bank. I waited on hold for at least a half hour, folks. Finally, someone answered. They had no idea what I was talking about. They said, somebody get back to me. Nobody did. Okay, so I'm waiting on calls yesterday. Also, Verizon's coming down because I'm having an ongoing problem with our fax line. And you know this is... I mean, first we had the fax problem, then we had the fax line problem. Well, anyhow, they're coming down. They're even charging me for the box because they said only the first time. It's like a promotion.
That's and unbelievable.
Now since that box went bad, and there's no more warranty, so I had to buy the box for $85. But
that's,
anyhow.
That's unbelievable.
I know. So the guy gets here at 10:30. P.S. It's 2:30 before he leaves. That's how many problems they had, but they finally got it working. That's great. In the meantime, get this. As he's fooling around and everything, I go walking in and out of the office. Yeah, every time I come back, I see the light blinking on the phone, which means someone called. And I check the voicemail, and it's the bank. So I try calling them back while he's here. And, of course, I'm waiting on hold again another half hour. I just don't have the time, so I hang up. But this has happened repeatedly. He leaves at 2:30, and I'm waiting for the bank to call, and I'm working on my computer, and I look at the side of my eyes again, and I see a blinking light. So what is going on here? So I pick up the house phone, and I call the office, and it goes directly to voicemail. So now I see a problem. What do I have to do, folks? I have to get on the phone with Verizon. So I wait a half hour. She gets on. She says to me, "Oh, that's something that you'll have to take up with programming." I said, "You can't help me?" No, you're calling Massachusetts. This is the number they gave me. Let me switch you over to New York. Another half hour on hold. P.S. It's 5 o'clock. And I finally get a gentleman who knows what he's talking about. He said, "Pat, what kind of phone you have?" I described it to him. He goes, "Okay, I want you to look at your LED pad." I said, "Yeah." He goes, "In the far right corner, very tiny, do you see a DND?" I had to get a magnifying glass. I really did. I said, "Yeah, there is a DND."
Do not disturb.
Right. He said, "Someone pressed that button, Pat." He said, "If you see, you do have a button on the phone that says DND." Yeah, he goes, "Press it." He said, "Did it disappear?" I said, "Yeah." He goes, "Now, hold on." And he called me back on the phone, and it went right through. He said, "That was your problem." So, P.S., at 5 o'clock yesterday, I was finally finished with all of that. However, the bank and the scanner, that's a job for today, because they were gone at 5 o'clock, so I couldn't go any further. And it was just a stressful, frustrating day. I'm sure when the Verizon guy was fooling around with the router, which is right in the back of the phones,
yeah.
He must have moved the phone, and by accident, when he moved it, he hit that DND button and didn't know about it.
That's amazing. What a day.
Do you believe it? You know, and how it ended was so nice. I took my class in restorative yoga. It's at 8 o'clock. It's a 45-minute class. I'm telling you, folks, if you could afford, if they have it in your area and you could afford to do this, it is just wonderful because it's not like the regular yoga. There's a series of positions that you have to hold from anywhere from 2 to 4 minutes. But it's not rigorous at all, and it just relaxes you, and it releases all the stress and all the tension. It was my saving grace yesterday.
Now, you, what about social distancing?
No, I take it virtual. It's online.
Oh, it's virtual. It's online. Okay.
Yeah, you know, she does it through Zoom. And so, you know, you can, if you want to see all your classmates, you can do that. If not, you can just X that out. You know, she mutes us, and then we just watch her.
Oh, okay. All right, yoga.
Very convenient. Very convenient. Your own house.
How long do you stay in a position?
Some positions 2, some positions 4.
There's only 3 positions that I can do and stay awake. Or else not get a muscle cramp. I can stand up. All right. I'm standing, I'm fine. If I'm sitting and I'm talking with somebody, or I'm sitting and eating, I'm fine. But if I'm sitting any place, I can go to sleep in like 2 seconds. And the bad thing about staying in the same position for a certain number of time, the arthritis in my left knee will take over. And first you'll get just pain, okay? And then after the pain, you get this, your muscles kind of react. And then it goes away. And then the next thing you know, when you do try to get up, your leg's asleep.
So you have many problems.
And so then you got to sit back down, and you got to shake your leg and go through all the 1,000 tinglings.
Well, this is not like that at all. I mean, just to give you the example, she may ask you to lay on your stomach, on your mat, cross your arms in front of you, put your forehead on your arms, okay? And now bring your left leg up to a right angle. And just hold that position for 3 minutes. You'd be surprised how it opens up your hips and things like that for 3 minutes. And she doesn't want you fidgeting around, so you have to stay still. But she wants you to keep breathing the whole time. And then, of course, they do it on the right side. But those are the different positions, and it really, really does work wonders. I know there is a thing, like maybe for you, Marshall, would be worthwhile looking into, called chair yoga, where you do everything sitting in a chair.
Oh, no. I'm not going to do chair yoga.
No?
I'll just smoke a joint.
Well, if you go to New Jersey, you'll be able to do that, because I think they're passing they're passing a law that it's going to be legal there.
Well, I don't worry about that. But that's my yoga is that. I use it. See, now what's great about it is now that the election is over, I don't have to put up and I don't have to run from the TV. My consumption of that will go down.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah, and I still stay away from the news, though. I still stay away from the news.
I don't blame you.
Just simply because it's not time for me to return to watch the news yet. It's
right,
not time.
Right. Okay.
I'm going to hold off for a little bit longer on that. The Mandalorian has started, and I've got one episode under my belt, and I found some other good programming once again. On all these weird digital channels that you get now with the streaming services. So, chair yoga is not for me because it's like saying, here's chair baseball. Baseball is baseball. Or like, here's chair soccer. You know what I mean?
Right.
If I'm going to do something, I want to do it.
I have a question for you, by the way.
Uh-oh. Okay.
We still have a few minutes. This is a big problem. Family holidays.
Yeah.
We're approaching Thanksgiving. Everyone is already speculating that 2 weeks after Thanksgiving, there's going to be an uptick in the virus. So now, what do you do? Okay? CDC is saying family gatherings of 6 to 10 or more are dangerous. My sister and I are going back and forth. I said, well, even if you were tested, if all your family was tested the day before, it does not mean that when you get together the day after Thanksgiving that you may not have the virus and be anti-symptomatic. She says, yeah, I grant it. I said, so what do you have to do? I said, answer to that is, in my opinion, if you're that nervous about it, anyone who in your family who's going to be with you on Thanksgiving, you have them tested 2 weeks before Thanksgiving, and then they have to quarantine for 2 weeks before Thanksgiving before going to your house. That's the only thing you can do. Otherwise, I think everyone, including me, you, Marshall, we're all at risk. Maybe the risk is not high, but like, for instance, I haven't seen, I saw my sister Dorothy a month and a half ago once. But the rest of my family, I have not seen the rest of my family since last Christmas.
You should set up video conferencing.
I don't know if that's going to work.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if everybody will like that.
Well, it's not a question of them liking it. It's a question of, you know, staying healthy. I mean, the younger people are fine. And I'm not asking people to change their lives, but really, the days of the the family, because families are spread out all over the place now, okay?
Right.
So you don't really know where everybody has been. Back in the old days, we used to have 30, 40 people in the house, 50 people. But everybody knew where they were. I mean, we didn't have to worry about something like this. So I can tell you right now, the only one that's going to die of COVID-19 in my house is going to be the turkey. And that's because I'm going to have a COVID-19 Thanksgiving in my house by myself. And I'll get on the phone and I'll get on Facebook and stuff like that and say hello to everybody else and happy Thanksgiving. But
that's why you're doing it. Yeah. I'm just curious to, see what our listeners think and what they're doing, because really, I just don't know what to do.
If it's a small family gathering with four or five people, then mask. You don't have to social distance to your family members. Just make sure that, you don't eat off their plate and stuff like that, I would think. But, I mean, don't change your life completely. But be aware that 120,000 people a day are getting this. And you know what? The death rate is climbing. It's still not like it was before. So just everybody's – live your life, but live your life smartly. That's all you can say.
That's all you can say. Right, yeah. Exactly. I agree.
You know, I won't say who, but I know a family, a very close. I know somebody whose whole family has gotten this, kids and the adults.
E.
Kids and the adults.
Wow.
Now, the adults are dealing with it okay. The kids just had a minor case of it, but all four of them in one house. So, Jeez. So it's out there and it's real and it does affect families. That's all you have to say.
Yeah, I think, you know, the nation as a whole, big problems between Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's.
All right, well, we'll see what happens. Pat, keep this beautiful weather going a couple more days and I'll speak to you tomorrow.
All right, that sounds good, Marshall. You take care.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.